just like you and just like me. Well, you see, when you're faced with a demand, don't have enough money, debt, people phoning us. And I'd suggest that anyone who is in debt, I strongly urge you to read that chapter on Born Rich. It'll show you how to handle it. It'll show you how to handle it. Now think about this. Why is it when some people are faced with demands that turn into what are called risks, that some take what is called an option? Do you know the mind is such a marvelous, marvelous piece of equipment? Although the mind is an activity, it is not a thing. It is not a thing. I want you to think about this for just a moment. When the mind is presented with a demand or a risk, the mind will offer you and me an option. Do you know the option it offers us when we're faced with a strong demand and a risk is called the escape hatch? We then start expecting the result that we don't want. We are a force of energy, and we attract everything of a like nature. Bob mentioned that this mental state of vibration, which generates this emotional state of vibration, which moves this body into action, those three states of vibration are nothing more but your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. Think of this word, attitude. Attitude is nothing more but our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. That's your state of vibration. That's the energy that you send out into life. And the only thing that flows in your life is based on what flows out of your life. Your thoughts, feelings, and actions release this energy and will attract everything that corresponds to that ruling state. Expectation can be either a blessing or a curse, but either way, it is certainly one of the most powerful unseen forces in your life. What do you expect? I'll tell you how to know what you expect. Take a look at the results in your life. Your results will tell you exactly what you've been expecting. What you've been expecting. Now, worry is the opposite of expectation, using the same energy, but worry sets up a magnetic force that attracts things of a like nature or events and people to cause that worried state to actually manifest in one's life. Just quickly, this is a letter from a young boy named David Holly in Hamilton, Ontario. And the letter he writes is about coming to a program that we were doing out in Hamilton. And he gives me all kinds of pleasantries here, dear John, this, that, and the other thing, and all the great things that happened to him. He said, when I was at your seminar, I wanted to stand up and say, I was a goal setter. I am a goal setter. But he said, I couldn't do that. He said, I allowed the demands and the risks to control what I was going to do. I allowed the demands and risks to keep me in my seat. But he said, then he said, you spent some time with me. We sat down, we talked about it. And he said, you gave me a little better understanding of what I want versus what I expect. There's the result. I want you to take a real close look at this report card, because what's on it, if you go all the way down the page, you will see straight A's. Straight A's. Can you see it, John? He became a goal setter first. Second, he expected the goal to appear in his life. Now, I want to introduce you to Mark Dwyer. Mark, I was standing out in the hallway, and Mark came all the way down the back stairs. And Mark come up, and he said, can I help you with something? He said, I just wanted to come down and meet you. You see. So I want to bring up, I had a little talk with him, and I want you to give a warm welcome to Mark Dwyer. Come on up here, Mark. Come over here, Mark. Mark, stand right there. Now you see, Mark has the same goal that David Holly has. Isn't it interesting he happened to appear and talk about something I was going to share with you? Now, Mark, which mark is your lowest mark? In what subject?
A D.
In which subject, Mark?
I think it's in science.
Mark, do you like science as much as you like English?
No.
You see, Mark is never going to do as well in science as he's doing in English. Do you know why? He's not really excited about it. How could he possibly...